Well, football is something that we love to talk about here at WRHI and OTS Media, which means our guests are just right up that alley this morning. So we are talking to Welvin Simpson and Shanika McClinton. And Shanika McClinton, you are the mom of Darion Kendrick,
yes,
who is a former South Point High School player. He's also played for Clemson and Georgia and now the LA Rams. And yes, we'll have you brag on him in a minute. And then, Welvin, you have partnered with Darion for your nonprofit called Live to Grow, and you, yes, have some events coming up. So welcome.
Thank you.
I think this is both of your first times here at Palmetto Morning. I know that you've been on Straight Talk, but welcome to Palmetto Mornings. Let's start with mom. We always want to start with mom and just brag on. This is your time to really brag. I know that you're humble and,
yes,
he is as well. But brag on him and what a great, not only a person he is, but this football star that he has really become.
Yes. So yes, as she said, I'm Shanika, Darion's mom, and it's just overwhelming with joy just to see him, you know, starting the little leagues, and he's never really lost any games, you know, until he's, you know, gotten on to college. But however, I already knew that he was a star in the making. Mm-hmm. And so just sitting back watching some of the amazing things that he's done and accomplished over the years, it's just overwhelming. So at this moment, just for him to come back and give back, it's a full circle moment. For him to get back to the children that look up to him.
Welvin, talk to us about Live to Grow and how you have partnered with Darion to do this.
Yes, Live to Grow is a new nonprofit in the area. We focus on three initiatives where we give back to the community by way of doing a youth leadership camp, a Get Fresh to Go Back movement for the school district, and we also partner with Bloom Realty on giving out Christmas gift cards during the Christmas time. So I got a chance to partner with DK and his mom last year for the first one. But the biggest thing that DK wanted me to kind of implement, you know, with this camp was that, you know, he wanted to fill a void that he felt that was there as it relates to, you know, having a camp, but also speaking life into young people. So we came up with the idea of doing a 2-day camp, and we called it a leadership camp because we wanted the kids to understand that, you know, we're talking about leadership. You know, we're talking about being a student first as opposed to being an athlete. So we have a two-part system where we're focusing on leadership on that first day, and we'll do the athletic activities on that second day. So it was a unique opportunity because I was, you know, wanted to do camps as well. So it was just a beautiful thing that we was able to come together. And like I said, we're looking forward to the camp in the next couple of weeks or so.
And he will actually be at the camp. I mean, this is not something that he just says, you know, you can use my name and put me on the flyer. I mean, he will be here. I think you said last year he was actually like here setting up.
Yeah, he just will kinda be there hands on.
Yes. go ahead.
Well, Tom. I just want to say this. And there are camps like this happen all across the country with, mm-hmm, you know, former high school stars that become NFL players. One of the first events I ever covered in news, I was 18 years old and I covered the Little Bulldog Vonnie Holiday football camp. Vonnie was a great Cayman Bulldog, went on to play in the NFL, North Carolina Chapel Hill, played for the Packers and the Miami Dolphins, but he only showed up for the final day of the camp. And, wow, he would bring some of his NFL friends that had some Carolina connections, and he would have like the high school kind of set up the camp and basically do all the drills that he would want them to do and show up on the final day. So I'm going to say I appreciate that Darion's there helping things get set up and is there for every day of the camp. You don't normally see that, so good for him. That's great.
Well, listen, mom wasn't going to have it any other way.
She
was not going to have it any other way.
But he wants to come. I mean, he wants to be a part. And we see this a lot, not just with Darion, but with the others who have come out. And I think that speaks a lot. I know that you are also a counselor within the Rock Hill Schools. Mm-hmm. And I think that speaks a lot for the district itself, that we see this happen a lot, that we do. You know, this is Football City USA. And we, you know, we tout that. It's great for our district. We have great talent. But I think it really says a lot that they want to come back and give back. How excited is he about being able to do this, and how is he fitting this in his schedule?
And that's the next thing that I was going to talk about, because he plays with the LA Rams now. They're going to practice in Hawaii.
Mm. Oh.
He got permission to leave a day early to fly here 12 hours. He's going to get here on the 19th on the
so
evening.
So he's missing a day of Hawaii, folks. Hawaii.
Is that where their mini camp is? Their mini camp is in Hawaii?
They're having a segment of their mini camp
Interesting.
There.
Wow.
So he got it approved to leave just a little early so he can be here because he still has autographs to do, and we have a little things for him to do to prepare for Fridays.
Yeah. So what, I know that you're, and you kind of touched on this a bit, a leadership camp.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's going to be the football piece with skills and conditioning and running plays and, you know, I'm assuming who can throw the ball, quarterback and defensive line, all of those drills that they're used to doing. But what sets this camp apart? What's going to make it a little bit different, and why do you call it a leadership camp?
You want this tomorrow?
Well,
you can both take it.
Okay. All right, cool.
From the aspect, as I stated, we want to talk more about leadership and character and just being able to pour into these young adults the meaning of education. And so we want to set aside the aspect of football on the first day to really get into their minds and help elevate them into thinking more about, you know, what other things I can do and accomplish outside of sports. Sports is very important. However, we want to keep the main thing, your education, being respectful, you know, things like that. It carries them a long way.
And I wanted to defer to Mom first because, you know, this was her vision. This was DK's vision. I'm just here to kind of facilitate it. You know what I mean? So the unique part about the camp that I thought was last year we gave the ones who came out a unique version of DK. You know, we was not talking about football on that first day. You know, we had a sit-down interview with DK. He answered some questions that we had came up with. So the kids got to see DK the person, which I think a lot of times, you know, when you're a football player, let alone an NFL football player, a lot of times people forget that, you know, they're still a person outside of
it. It's hard for those kids to kind of wrap their brains around that. You know, they look at him being a national champion twice in college football and, you know, being an NFL player, and for them to really take off their helmet and their pads and just see him for the man that he is and has to be, because football is just a small part of him.
A very small part. And we was adamant about making sure the people saw that first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And this year we're doing a little different. We're going to still have DK as one of the speakers, but we also gonna have some of his friends gonna come up. We're gonna do like a guest panelist, and we're gonna ask some questions. So again, you know, so people can further see, you know, outside of the game, outside of sports, you know, these are real live human beings who have, you know, admiration of doing other things. So I think that allows us to be unique within itself because we focus on both aspects, you know, the person, but also we'll tackle the football athletics as it relates to the second day of the camp. So.
Well, I know that the camp has been very popular. Is this the second year that you've done the camp?
The second year,
year number two. And there are some walk-up spots that are going to be available. Give people the information where the camp is taking place and what they need to do if they do want to be a part.
Okay, the camp is going to be taking place June 20th, 21st, Friday and Saturday at South Point High School. Again, we have set for 200 kids to register. Well, we actually got 200 kids, accounted for, but there are a few walk-ups. If you plan to be one of those walk-ups, we actually get there early. Registration starts at 8:00.
Okay.
So if you can get there close to 8, we encourage you to do so because we do have it set to where, you know, we're full, the camp is full for this year, which is.
And is that a Friday and a Saturday, the 20th
and
the 21st?
That is a Friday and Saturday, yes.
And
yes.
So what time is it over every day?
It's going to be like from 9 to 1.
Okay. Both days.
Both days.
And he's there both days. And it's at South Point High School.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Any final words before we?
Well, go ahead.
We're just looking forward to seeing everybody. And for me, it's a full circle moment, taking him to countless numbers of camps throughout his career. And just now being behind the scenes and seeing all the work and dedication, and it just makes it so rewarding. So we want to give that experience, a great experience, to all of the kids, and just looking forward
and
to seeing
him
them.
Play right there where he got started in high school.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Amazing. Well, again, thank you. Go ahead.
I want to give a special shout out to his Little League coach, Thomas Richmond. He's been very instrumental in the upbringing of the camp. He handles day two. me and Miss Shanika, we don't even touch day two.
You got him day one.
Yeah, we do day one. We have him to do day two, so we just want to give a special shout out to him. And, of course, all the sponsors and all the people who have supported the camp the last couple of years.
Well, great. Well, thank you both for being here. It's so nice to meet you again, Shanika McClinton, who is Darion Kendrick's mom, and Wilvin Simpson. Thank you for being here.